The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading here on Wednesday, the 15th of January, halfway through already, at 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
What kind of, is there a special international or national day going on out there?
Yes, kind of a National Hat Day.
National Hat Day. Cool. Hat. I like to wear hats.
I know,
baseball
like
caps, cowboy hats.
Something Western.
Yeah, well, a lot of times. And Linda just loves hats, period. She's got lots of hats. Today, sunny with a high near 63. The winds have calmed down. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Martin Luther King Day, and Tuesday, all going to be sunny with highs in high 50s or low 60s. The lows are going to be at night around 40, high 30s or around 40, 42. So it's going to be a beautiful week all the way through next Tuesday. And the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson. Been there for about 30 years, into their third generation of the Kenny family, working and making this company just an outstanding company. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have, it's a veteran-owned business. They've got other payment plans. They always make sure the propane is there for their customers. They are good people, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, the fires down in L.A., they've had several others break out, but they've jumped on those right away and containing those. But they're still, the fires are still raging down there. And one of the things you see all the time, and we see it up here all the time, is something that's called FOSCheck. FOSCheck. That's that pink, bright pink fire retardant that's dropped on the fires. In Montana, I think it was Montana, Montana or Wyoming, they had a lawsuit from an environmental group that wanted to stop the use of FOSCheck. They're saying it could affect the fish in streams where they, you know, if it lands in the streams. And the judge said, no. That's not going to happen. He says, it's the use of this saves lives. It saves, lives of just people caught in fires. It saves the firefighters. It gives them a viable resource to fight. And I thought, well, that makes sense. And why would you want to take away such a useful, weapon against fires? Okay. But what is it? Now, it's been used. It's called FOSCheck, like I said. And they've been using it to fight fires for more than 50 years. It's made by a company called Perimeter Solutions. And it's dropped on still-standing plants and structures to make them flame-proof and so prevent fires from spreading to new locations. And it's a tool you've seen, and you've seen photos afterwards after it hits, you know, your car's pink and all this. It's made from ammonium phosphate, a salty compound similar to many common fertilizers, which is mixed with iron oxide to create the bright pink color. And you want to be that. It's mixed with water to give it more substance and is generally dumped from planes or helicopters, as we've seen. Now, how does it work, though? The phosphate in the fire suppressant alters the decomposition process of cellulose in plants, making that plant non-flammable when it becomes coated with the powder. When dumped directly onto flames, FOSCheck helps to starve oxygen from the area and slows burn rates by cooling wherever it covers. is generally dropped on places ahead of advancing flames to prevent fires from spreading to fresh ground. It's very helpful for quickly fireproofing vast tracts of land and places that are difficult for the firefighters to reach on foot. And it's also because of the color, it's easy to see from the air and for firefighters to see areas that have been covered. And now, it's considered safe for humans, but some have said it could be harmful to wildlife and water. And the use of fire suppressant is banned around waterways and the habitats of endangered species and only allowed in those areas when human life or public safety are threatened, according to U.S. Forest Service. Anyway, one study said that it's contributed to high levels of heavy metals. But Perimeter Solutions says that it does not add any metals to FOCHECK, and its products are exhaustively tested by USDA Forest Service and meet or exceed all health and safety standards. Yep. Now, it's going to fade. The color will fade in sunlight and can be wiped clean without residue. And so this is what they use. This is how it works. It gets on there, fireproofs the vegetation, or it smothers the fire when it comes in and hit. But can you imagine if we did not have that tactic, that weapon to fight fires? The fires, as I went to a over at Sierra Pacific years ago, got to be over a decade ago, and I was going through Sierra Pacific and looking at at the sawmill and all of this stuff, seeing the wonderful inventions that Red Emerson had came up with to be able to make the logging industry safer and more proficient and more so it works better, doesn't waste any of the wood, but it's also safer for the workers there. But then we went in and talked to their arborists, their people. And I mean, these are people with like PhDs from Berkeley and other places that work with, trees. And this doctor, a lady, said to me, we're going to have to, and this was well before the campfire, well before all the others, we'd had other fires up here, but before the bigger ones that came down and Paradise and all this. And she said, aviation is going to be the only way we can slow this down now, because the forest have been allowed to grow and multiply with all of the smaller trees, all of the brush. Nobody has been allowed to clear it out. And she says the fires burn so hot and they move so fast that where they used to be able to put a fire break on a ridge where the fire's coming up, she says now because the fires are so hot and they move so fast, they've got to go three ridges or three areas over to be able to start to do a fire line. She says the answer to this is the air. And we've got we're talking lots of aviation assets that could come down and use this FOSCHECK, water, to try to slow it down to give the firefighters a chance to encircle it. But it's not like, she said, it's not like fighting fires 25 years ago. She says 30 years ago, because there's been so much of the undergrowth, which goes back into the governor and the people down there in the Democrats down in Sacramento, bless their hearts, Brian Daley, Megan Daley, for years. Congressman Doug Lamoff has been fighting it for years. We've got to be able to come out here and thin these forests. We've got to be able to come out here and get this brush out of the way. We've got to, we've got to expand roads. We've got, and everything that we've said that's impacting on us up here finally is now in the forefront of people's minds because L.A., Palisades Park, Hollywood, all of these places that are burning. And they're now seeing the majority of the citizens, which is that's all they worry about, the majority of the citizens, not people up here in the North State with good ideas. They then are now looking at the costly mistakes that Governor Newsom has made when it comes to preparing for wildfires. And the mayor of Los Angeles, who cut $17 million, $18 million, it could be even more, out of the L.A. Fire Department's budget. The fact is that they did have low pressure in the lines, so there wasn't water coming out of the pumps. Yes, it was a, you know, one of those century, you know, 100-year fires, and it took the water, but they had areas where they were going to pull from there, reservoirs that were shut down and empty that the fire department didn't even know about. They've used, you're saying, well, why can't they use, you know, gosh, the ocean water? Well, they are, but when you use ocean water, it does have a effect on plants and animals and the environment there. If you keep hitting it with thousands and thousands of gallons of that, you can't pump it through the lines, the water lines, because it deteriorates everything. And every time the tankers come in and use that salt water, they've got to keep flushing that out, so it won't break down all of their equipment. So, yeah, you've got an ocean there, and worst case, and they're doing it. They're coming in and you're doing it. The military's coming in with their helicopters and their transport planes and dropping water everywhere. However, this hopefully is the wake-up call that Governor Newsom and the Democrats down in Sacramento are going to heed. They're going to listen to this because of the vast amount of damage and how unprepared the state was for this. And this is, and that as bad as these fires are, we have seen them up here in the North State. We have seen what these fires can do. We've all got friends that have lost houses. We know people that have had family members that have died in these fires. And we can never forget Paradise. 86 people died because they couldn't get out because of the systems, because the fire was running so hot and so fast. Wake up, California. Wake up, Governor Newsom, and actually work to get a plan to try and mitigate. You can't stop it. You know, you can't stop it. Quit blaming Trump. Climate change, if it's warming the area up, okay, but we know that. Come up with plans that will mitigate fires, that we have a chance to stop them. You know, what's it mean? Another 50 aircraft that are stationed in different places. As soon as there's smoke, there's an aircraft on it dropping. Yeah, yeah. I'd rather you spend millions there than on a train that goes to nowhere. We'll be right back.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh homestyle food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and the broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. 7:22 in the morning here on the 15th. Yeah, we're halfway through the month already. What's happened? I was talking to a buddy yesterday. He goes, no, it can't be. And I said, yeah, it is. Then talked to somebody like an hour later. And what she said was, I can't believe it. We're halfway through January. She says it just seems like October. Last year, yeah, really. Hey, yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Won best in the North State 3 years in a row. They've got the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. You can design jewelry there. They'll build it for you. They'll help you design it so you have your own special piece of jewelry. What else? Great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, and just really good people down there. Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard, just super people. I can't say enough about them. It's the only place we shop for jewelry, and we've been real happy there. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. Okay, so here we go back. Whenever I see this name, I mean, it's not her name. Christina. I'll just say it's Christina. She is the California Climate Policy Director for the Center for Biological Diversity's Climate Law Institute. Right there, you just kind of know what's going to come out of her mouth. I mean, you just do. Biological Diversity Climate Law. And now they're looking at a climate superfund bill aimed at holding major fossil fuel companies responsible for their climate impacts. It's not really about fault. Of course it is. Of course it is, Christine. And she goes on, it's sort of based on a strict liability. If you make a mess, you have to clean up proportional to the mess that you've caused. And she talks about how it's California taxpayers have to pay for, you know, getting money from FEMA and, you know, fighting fires and all that. And it would task this proposed Superfund, would task the California EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, with identifying major fuel companies operating in the state. Although they say specific companies are not going to be named in the legislation. It would then conduct a comprehensive study on the cost of climate impacts to the state. I can't help but think that they've already got those done. I don't know why we would have to refund more of them going, but then it's just taxpayer dollars, which she is so worried about, you would think that they might find ways of saving it. He says, this is very popular legislation. Other states are doing this. We can look at public reported data by the fossil fuel polluters. And it's really a fairly small subset of companies that have emitted and caused the most to create the climate crisis we're finding ourselves in. So, okay, so let's hit them in a Superfund bill and see how fast Chevron and Exxon can leave California. I'm surprised they haven't. But if you want to talk about using taxpayers' money wisely, Christina, why don't you go back to your boss, the governor, and say, why didn't we use all this money that we spend, the millions and millions of dollars we spend on people here illegally, the billions and billions of dollars we spend on a train that so far hasn't done anything. The biggest news is they've got a switchyard after like 10 years, and it's going to be a hole in the earth that we just keep pouring money into. It's never going to work. It's always going to have to be subsidized. Why don't you talk about taking that money and all the other stupid things that comes out of Sacramento and put it into a, how about this, wildfire mitigation fund. Take billions of dollars. Come out. Build those roads. Clear those forests. Start cogen plants all over Northern California and Central. Any place that's got trees and brush, and you start cogen plants where now you have renewable energy. How about that for biological diversity, California? Is that too hard? It obviously is. Okay. Let me see what else we have here. Patrick Jones is in court, not because he's done anything wrong. Nope. It's because they're having the judge is going to act on the his request to build that gun range, a 150-acre gun range down in on his own property there. And so he's ruling on the environmental impact. He was, when he put that out, it was approved by the Board of Supervisors. However, then there was lawsuits. So this has gone to court, and now the judge will rule on it. Should rule on it this week to see if Patrick Jones can move forward on his gun club, his ranges out there. I think he's got like 400 acres. And I could be wrong, but it seems even if it's something like that out there in Millville area, and wants to build a state-of-the-art gun range. And the people around it not real happy about it. So there's going to be lawsuits going on. But he did get permission from the Board of Supervisors. He has been doing this. Isn't something he came up with in the last 2 years. He's been working on this as long as I've known him. And that's been, 15, 16 years? So we'll see what happens there. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And we come back. I've got the Korean Veterans Group in here. Now, Valentine's Day is February 14th, and we have that great, great, great package for somebody. One lucky person is going to win a $100 gift certificate to Taroko. And that night, February 14th, if you can make it that night, you're still going to get the gift certificate. But if you can make it on Valentine's Day to Taroko, you're going to have a reserved table. Pat Karch is going to be playing the piano. Linda's going to be singing some songs up there at Taroko's that day. Also, one dozen long-stemmed roses, and these things are not cheap. Two dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit that are just, I've had one or two of those because the owner brings it in, and they are just excellent. And chocolate after dark at Wind River. And all you have to do is, when we come back from the break, we're going to come back in with a song. You just identify what that song is, call in, say what the name of the song is. Christina's going to take it, write your name down, get your phone number, and you are now entered. And you can enter as many times as you want. And we can take as many phone calls. You can call 530-605-4567. It's going to roll over to our other one, 66. Or you can call 530-605-4565. If it's ringing, she's talking to somebody else, and she'll get to you as soon as she can. So that's going to happen after we come back from this break. She's going to play that music. That'll be our intro music as we come back. All right. We'll be right back. You see before,
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Just give give us a call at 530-605-4567. Name that song, and you're entered into this wonderful, wonderful gift package for Valentine's Day. Do you know what the name of it is, Christina?
Of course I do.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Just give us a call, 530-605-4567. Okay, where am I now? Oh, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, local bank, local board of directors, four branches, all local branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. They are a full-service bank. Yeah, they're a small bank, but they've won national-level awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. We do business with Cornerstone Business and Personal, and have been very pleased at the service we get there. For more information, just stop by one of the branches and talk to them there. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. They're very friendly. Or just go to bankcornerstone.com. All right. I'm here with the Korean veterans. Not the Korean War veterans. The Korean veterans. Anybody that served in Korea, whether it was back during the hostilities in the early 50s, or you've been stationed there, you've been there for a TAD for, you know, any length of time, you can join the Korean veterans. But they are just a hyperactive veterans group that does a lot of things. I'm here with Dick Wilkinson and Frank Rose.
Yep.
Good morning. Their combined age is almost Joe Biden's. Sometimes I can't help myself. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, what do y'all want to start off with here?
I'd like to mention that the Korean Veterans Association, the Reading Chapter, we have a lunch meeting every third Saturday at the Country Waffle. That's this coming Saturday.
That's the Country Waffle. It's down off of Athens.
Athens, right.
Right down there at the end.
And the meeting starts at 12. We should arrive before 11 if we used to have lunch or breakfast. And
Can't you eat?
Come see us if they like to drop in and see what's about. Just come join us.
So get there at 11 if you want to eat, but you can still eat at 12 while the meeting's going on.
Yeah, you eat during the meeting if you wish.
But. Yeah. So okay, so it starts around 11, the third Saturday, and that's not this. Yeah, that'd be this Saturday.
Coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
The third Saturday.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. All right.
And Frank would like to say a few things here about the wood here. And also about our student dictionary program.
Talking to the mic.
Our student dictionary program.
Okay.
Yeah, we have six schools that we've been giving dictionaries to the third graders. And over the last 5 years, we had a total of close to 1,000 dictionaries. And this year, we have 194. And we're going to be delivering to the six schools next week, almost one a day, we'll be delivering them. And it's a great enthusiastic thing for the kids, because right now in the dictionaries, it's almost like an encyclopedia, because I talk about not only the words, but the presidents of the United States, their history, and then the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, and also about the stars in the sky and the rivers across the world and the oceans and the depths. And then also they have a whole page that gives you hand signs for the depth. And I bring that up because the kids like that a lot. And especially now they're going to pass a law across the United States. In the school, they're not allowed to have the kids bring their cell phones.
Yay.
So therefore, they're going to learn how to use hand signs to talk in silent.
Braille?
Yeah. So.
Or sign language.
Yeah.
So you mean they're going to learn sign language so they can talk back and forth to each other?
On their own, they do that. It's in the dictionary. Yeah, on their own. So I think it's very apropos that we've been doing this. And we also asked for the students to give us a respond, and also the teachers, which we're getting. And then in turn, we turn that back over to the people that make the dictionaries in North Carolina, and let them know that we're getting we're getting a response back from the students in it, and they really like that. And that's basically what's for, and that's a nationwide organization too, that Dictionary Project.
You know, there are some hand signals that are universal that people understand, sign language.
Yeah.
You do know that, right?
Yeah.
Everybody knows what it means.
Yeah. But that one is not in that.
That one's not in there.
No.
You knew what I was talking about, didn't you, Fred? Yeah. Oh, Dick, I didn't. Dick's showing us, but don't look at that, Christina. Okay. I tell you what, I've seen this dictionary, and it's really cool. It's got constitutions in it. It's got all types of stuff. It's more than just a dictionary. And you're providing this free.
Yep.
To the schools. Now, however, it does cost money, and you do fundraisers to do that. And how many of these you given out?
We've given close to 1,000 so far in the last 5 years.
Okay.
We did 194 this year.
Okay. And the whole thing, it comes down to how much money you can raise to be able to buy the dictionaries and get them shipped here.
Yeah. We do a Rosa Sharon. We go out to the parking lot of...
Sportsman's Warehouse,
and we solicit the Rosa Sharon, which is a flower of South Korea, and in turn they give us donations. And a lot of times they don't want the flower; they'll just give us donations. And from that money that we get from the donations, we buy the dictionaries. They cost about $35 a piece. So.
Those things cost $35 a piece.
They don't cost. They're like $4 a piece, I think.
Yeah,
I was going to say those cost. I mean, yeah. It's a good little piece of equipment, but $35 for that? No, yeah. $4.
He misspoke.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to have two Korean War veterans here at each other's throat. Going to be throwing hands at each other.
And then we have another project. Well, it's not our project, but John Baker, our former treasurer, he has property, and he had to pay a lot of fire insurance. And to lower his fire insurance, he cut down all the oak and pine trees on his property, and he is now asking people to come and split the wood. And if you split the wood, you can take it home
free. So if you're looking for some oak firewood or pine or a mixture, it's free. However, free being is it doesn't cost you anything except your labor. And you can come out to his house. You can split it, wedge it, load it up into your truck, your trailer, and take all of this home. And he has a lot of it.
Yeah. And his phone number is, of course, 530-921-8650, and he would really appreciate it because he's cut it down, the trees, and you split it, and then he can get a lower cost. Right now he's paying, they upped it $1,000 this year from last year, so he's paying $2,000 for fire insurance.
A year?
Yeah.
Well, yes, it's good. He's a Korean War guy, and money's tight, but at least he's got it.
Yeah,
at least he has fire shoes. Here's a chance to get your firewood for next year, because now's a good time to get it, stack it, and let it age.
He also told me that one of his neighbors, they upped his insurance up to $5,000 a year.
Oh.
And another one has lost it completely. They won't even give him any.
Yeah. Well, welcome to California, the Golden State. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by... Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Been in the business over 30 years, and if there's anything about repairing windshields that Jeff doesn't know, it's because it hasn't been invented yet. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield, like he did my crack I had in mine. 8-inch crack in my windshield he fixed like 16, 17 years ago. Still can't see it. That's the kind of work he does. He brings the vehicles into a climate-controlled garage where he can work on it, whether it's a car, truck, SUV, or an RV. Yeah, that's right. You can do RV and those big windshields also. Don't fool around with your safety, your family's safety. Take your vehicle down if you're not sure to Jeff for a free inspection and analysis and see what he says about it. He's honest. He's an honorable guy, and he's not going to BS you there. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call, 530-8373. Well, about 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And we will be right back.
Unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldiers.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading. And I'm here with Dick Wilkinson and Frank Rose. And thanks, everybody, for entering this contest, our fantastic Valentine's Day giveaway. We have more people entering. And on February 3rd, right after we come in, we'll draw that name out. And you've won a great prize. It'll be on February 3rd that we draw that prize. And, yes, you can enter more than once. You can call in and call in again. long as you know what the answer is. Now we're talking, you know, Dick has the Red Barn. As everybody knows about the Red Barn during Christmas. It's lit up. But maybe what you don't know is that the results of people coming in and also donating money has enabled Dick and his family to present $339,000 to Salvation Army.
In the last 15 years.
Yeah, not this year, but in the last 15 years. And again, it went well. You donated over $20,000 to Salvation Army this year. And this is during a tough economy. Yep. So thank you for what you do.
It was slower than normal.
Yeah, a little bit slower, but then again, look, the economy is slower than normal. But thank you for what you all do. I know you'd love to be able to give $50,000 every year, but I'm sure Salvation Army will find something to do with that. Okay, what else you got?
Anyway, I'm helping two nonprofits with some ticket sales. The first one is called Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and they're having a banquet at the Wind River Eagle Room on the March 8th, but the flyer says tickets enter if you want to enter, attend. It's by invitation only, but it also says available all branches of military and the general public. So if you like to attend, tickets invitation, you can call Debbie Johnson and you can get an invitation. Her number is 530-357-3380. And for a fundraiser on this, they're having three separate raffles. There's three raffle items, and all the tickets are $10 each. The first one is a wind dual fuel portable generator. It runs on either gasoline or propane, and it's about 4,600 watt. The next one is a Glock 26 9mm semi-automatic pistol. This is a reduced size, specifically made for concealed carry. Most Glocks are not suitable for concealed carry. The tickets are $10. And the third raffle is a gift, assorted package of meats from R&R Meats. It's valued at $340. But all the tickets, $10, and I have the tickets. Anybody like that? To get tickets, give me a call, Dick Wilkinson, at 530-246-9131.
And he'll come to your business.
Or come to the Red Barn.
Or come to the Red Barn and he'll sell you as many tickets. I've already bought one for the generator.
Let me interject. We're talking about the award dinner, and that's going to be March the 8th. Now, what is not written there, but I can tell you who is the nominees that are beginning awards. And one of them, for individual, is going to be Mr. Commander Dick Wilkinson and Scarlett Rose, who is a new director for the Merchant Marines. And for the group, it's going to be Redding Grange and also the Sons and Daughters of the American Revolution. So those are the ones that are nominees for awards for single and groups.
Well, the thing about it is this is open to the public, and it's going to be Wind River and Eagle Room. It's always done very well. They also have a president's trophy that they give to an individual or group that Debbie names. But these are all organizations that, like we said, Veterans Advocate of the Year, who have done so much for our veterans here in town, in the county, and other places, because they've got that AMVET. Are you going to talk about that AMVET? The AMVET's one that Tom Johnson, Tom was here yesterday and talked about. They're making another run here in April. But this is the bus that, it's a Earth, Wind, and Fire tour bus they let the AMVETs use, and to raise awareness of veteran suicides. So they were here in November, right before the Marine Corps birthday, right before Veterans Day here. And I had a number of organizations out to talk about suicide awareness and prevention. Okay, you've got another one here.
Okay, the The second fundraiser I'm helping is April Sharp dropped by my house.
Yeah, Preston is
and
out again.
Preston Sharp, they're having a fundraiser because he's the flags and flowers guy.
Oh, yeah.
And this fundraiser is at the VFW in Anderson, and it's on the same date as this Veteran Advocate of the Year award. It's on March 8th, and doors open at 4. One ticket is $50 to purchase a table 8 for $450 and includes $20 worth of raffle. And I have tickets, and I'll give you the number again, 530-246-9131. Or drop by the Big
sure
Red
you,
Barn.
Make sure you leave that there for me so we can talk to him.
Anyway, I'm trying to help Preston Sharp with raise money for his Flags and Flowers program.
It's a great program.
He started when he's like 10 years old.
Yeah, if you're new around here, Preston went out to honor his grandfather or something.
Yeah, his grandfather
was a military veteran, and he looked around and he goes, well, why isn't other people having, why aren't the veterans having flags and flowers put on there? Now, this is a kid. This is a little kid. He was younger than that.
He said that all veterans should be honored, not just his grandfather.
And, and where has this led? And since this thing started, God bless Preston, but also his mom, April, who's had to give up a lot of stuff to make this happen. I think he's been to all the states, including Hawaii.
Yes.
He was over in Normandy to lay flags and flowers there. He's been at the White House. He was at a State of the Union address. What he has started has led to hundreds of thousands of flowers and flags being put on the veterans' final resting spot. It's a form of memory, and we can't say enough about Preston. He's grown into He's going to college.
Yeah.
You know,
also, I'd like to let you know that when he was a young kid, I got to talk with him, and they were trying to get some money together for getting a flag. So I set him up and took him over to the VFW. Posts here in town, both of them, and presented them to the membership, and they donated money to him right there.
Of course,
and
they will.
And I also took them over to the Sons of Italy and the Grange, and they did the same thing.
Yeah,
and they gave him money right there. So he started out being a little short guy, and I was taller than him. Now he's 6 foot tall.
Oh yeah, if you especially hit the VFWs during happy hour, you can collect all types of money. Okay, I'm here with Dick Wilkinson and Frank Rose. Lots of fundraisers going on. We will continue to talk about them. This one for Flags and Flowers and the Veterans Advocate of the Year we'll be discussing for the next month or so until it comes up. If you can't make it to it, for Flags and Flowers, you can always donate money.
Right.
And we'll talk about that. We'll have Preston on here.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Our pleasure. And
thank you. Don't leave yet, Dick. I've still got a minute left to thank you. What's that?
So years away.
Oh, yeah, I've got that one.
No, you don't.
I don't.
No.
What is
it? I modified it.
You modified it?
Right there.
He added to it.
There was some confusion. There was a lot of confusion.
Three separate raffles.
Yeah,
it's not just one raffle.
Right. There was a confusion. It doesn't state it. It doesn't state that. And a lot of confusion about that.
Okay. All right. So it's three separate raffles, and it's one for the generator, one for the pistol, and one for the and this I think is a misprint. I think it's $400 worth of stuff from R&R, all types of different foods. Okay, all right. Well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
When's the next meeting? This Saturday.
Yep. It's coming Saturday.
Now, the Korean veterans, as we said, isn't Korean War veterans. It's just Korean veterans.
And our anybody guest speaker that I have is the. Transportation manager or director of RABA.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to talk about the new routes they're doing and the new equipment they have.
Yeah, very, very veteran friendly. And these new routes are great that you can get picked up at your house.
Yep.
Now, okay. If you're a veteran, you can get it free. Okay. We're going to take a break and the Sheriff Mike Johnson joins us right after the news.
Semper Fi.
Thank you.
Six turn dollars is only four. news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With President-elect Trump due to take office next week, the Senate schedule is packed with confirmation hearings for his cabinet nominees. Attorney General picked Pam Bondi is before the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning, vowing to restore confidence and integrity to the Justice Department. She identifies her priorities as including the prosecution of violent crime and gangs. Also today, hearings for nominees Kristi Noem for Homeland Security Secretary and Marco Rubio for Secretary of State. Another round of dangerous fire weather today for Southern California.
National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall in California.
We're still looking at critical fire weather conditions.
The wildfires killing more than two dozen and destroying thousands of homes and buildings.
We're going to have some better conditions for late weekend.
Winds are forecast to switch between Thursday and Friday, blowing from the coast to the desert, bringing more moisture, but presenting challenges on top of what already exists given the topography. Officials warning residents to be ready in case of additional evacuations. I'm Julie Walker.
Poland's prime minister accusing Russia of plotting acts of sabotage worldwide, including acts of terror against airlines. President Biden lifting Cuba's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism.
The move by the outgoing administration to ease sanctions is part of a deal facilitated by the Catholic Church to free political prisoners on the island. According to senior officials, many dozens of political prisoners and others considered by the United States to be unjustly detained would be released at noon next Monday, Inauguration Day. Back in 2017, then-President Trump toughened the U.S. posture toward Cuba, and Joe Biden's decision could be reversed as early as next week, with Donald Trump back in the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 670 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm. If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Hamas reportedly accepting a draft agreement for a Gaza ceasefire and the release of dozens of hostages and a number of Palestinian prisoners. The Media Line's Michael Friedson.
466 days into the war between Israel and Hamas, observers from the U.S. to the Middle East are expecting imminent word of a ceasefire. Not yet known are the details, including the proposed reparation of some 100 Israeli and American hostages the terrorist organization holds, the release of perhaps 1,000 Palestinians detained by Israel, some for years and many guilty of heinous acts against civilians, is expected to be key to any agreement. Anticipation was spurred on by President Biden's comment on Monday that a deal was almost in place, and by President Trump's admonition that all hell will break loose if there's no deal by Inauguration Day. I'm Michael Friedson.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Poland is shopping a castle to the world's wealthiest man.
A town in Poland is encouraging Elon Musk to buy its vast 13th-century castle and turn it into his European headquarters. The mayor of Głogowek said Tuesday that he recently posted the invitation on Musk's social media platform X and has sent letters advocating to his companies. No price tag has been announced, and Musk hasn't responded to the offer so far. The castle boasts a rich history and has hosted composer Ludwig van Beethoven. Its picturesque location is within short travel distance to the capital cities of Berlin, Prague, Vienna, Bratislava, and Warsaw. Keith Peters reporting.
It's a presidential tradition, and it will play out again tonight. President Biden to deliver his farewell address to the nation. The speech will be delivered from the Oval Office, and the address is scheduled for 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Reading. That's right. Welcome to the show. Today, the 15th of January, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm, and it's National Something Day.
National Hat Day.
Okay, National Hat Day. And let's look at the weather. Let me just tell you what you're going to have today is what you're going to have through next Tuesday. Sunny with the highs in the low 60s. And at night, low in the 40s, sometimes the high 30s. But it's going to be sunny every day. So it looks like good weather. And the weather reports are brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business, been there for 30 years. Into their third generation of Kinneys. The Kinney family, they're running it. You know, Chuck has turned down several times from the big companies to buy their company. And he just didn't want to do it. He wants to keep it local. He wants to keep it so he can help people in our area out here. And they've just done a wonderful job. Discounts for seniors and veterans, other payment plans. They take care of their customers. They do treat them like warm friends. You can give them a call at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And I'm real happy here to have Sheriff Mike Johnson join me today.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good. Hey, Carl, what was the old-timer's name, the veteran that I talked to on the way out here?
Frank Rose.
Frank with the Steelers jacket?
With the Steelers jacket. And he's worn that Steelers jacket as long as I've known him.
Oh, that is so funny. I said to him, you're still proudly wearing that Steelers jacket because they lost last week in the playoff games. And he told me, yeah, he has, and he is older than the Steelers franchise.
That's funny. He said the owner of the Steelers, and I didn't know this, won it in a card game
in
1933, and Frank was born in 1932. I'm like, whoa.
He
loves the Steelers. It's just like my kids. My son, my daughter, my son-in-law, and both my grandchildren, they are Eagle fans.
Diehard Eagle fans, huh?
I mean, you know where fan comes from, fanatic. They put on their green jerseys.
How did they become Eagles fans? Did you guys used to live there?
They're from Pennsylvania, and he's been a Vince has been an Eagle fan for as long as he can remember. And then Jennifer, when they got married, became an Eagle fan, and then the kids were raised in Eagle. Where other people when Ashland's in college at the university. Other people, have pictures on your wall. She has the Eagle flag. So this is no. I dare never say anything if they lose. Mm-hmm. So what I try to be is very encouraging during the games, and they won their last game.
Yeah,
so
well, there's. I was
I'll
say
send the text. Soar, Eagle, soar. You know that kind of thing. Anyway, I could care less. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the people you've been sending here. And,
okay. Good.
Really telling us a lot about how the operations work, and what the sheriff and the chief of police does is you send in a different captain, somebody that's in charge of a different division.
Correct.
And then you come in on a regular basis, kind of tying it all together and other things. And it allows them to kind of get down into the nits and grits, as we say, about how it works, on the street. This is what we do. And it's very helpful for everybody.
Well, I'm glad, Carl, it achieves two different things for me. Actually, you get the commander of that division who knows that division inside and out, what's going on. And like you said, they are able to give some good information on that. And also gives me a chance to force them out on public radio and comment and engage a little bit.
They come in there, it's probably, they'd rather face armed suspects than come in here and just sit down in front and have coffee with me.
Exactly.
I mean, I always threaten to ask them first question is, so tell us about this incident you had in college here. And I said that the other day to somebody, and their eyes got really big, and it was like, no, I'm just kidding. And they're, I don't know what the incident was, but it must have been great.
Right.
Hey, you went in front of the board of supervisors.
Yep, yesterday.
With a plan.
Yes, I did.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go a real early break, Christina, real early break, like right now, because I don't want to. I want to talk for a long time about this because this covers a lot
and
could have a huge impact on our way we handle what's going on right now, especially since Prop 36 passed. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Oh, guess what day it is?
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, there you go, just for Sheriff Mike Johnson.
I wondered if she was going to remember to do that today. Thank you.
So was I.
Of course I do.
Yeah, you know what? We had played that for a while, and then we'd stopped, and then and Mike had, was talking about it one day, so then we've started it again. He's been doing that for about a year. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's the only hospital in the North State that has the Watchman system. And what is that? It's a one-time, minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who need an alternative to blood thinners. It goes in, they put it in that one chamber of the heart. It keeps the blood moving, and you no longer need blood thinners. And it's been more than 150,000 people have left blood thinners behind with the Watchman. You can only hear at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Go to the website for details. I told a friend about this the other day, who's a hunter and fisherman and a rider, and he's on blood thinners, and it does. It impacts on his life. When I told him about this program, he got really excited about it, to think that he could get off blood thinners with this, with the Watchman. Okay, I'm here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we are going to talk about the plan that you kind of laid out yesterday at the Board of Supervisors. So the mics are yours.
Okay, so, you know, we have Prop 36, a piece of legislation that I think is fantastic and overwhelmingly passed by the voters of this state and particularly in this county. And Prop 36 holds retail theft and drug offenders accountable, and it's changed those parameters of the law in regards to that, making them felonies and penalties depending on your criminal history and the actual crime. A good thing, without a doubt, 100% support it, glad we got it, headed back the right direction. However, Prop 36 does not allocate any more money, does not magically give me more jail space, does not give us more prosecutors or public defenders or more courtrooms or anything like that. What it does give us is more criminals, more offenders, more inmates to deal with. So it's coming, and I know it's coming, and a lot of people in the community know it's coming, where I'm going to have a bunch of more inmates to deal with all of a sudden. And in doing some of my homework, putting this thing together, I was running kind of a survey with my fellow sheriffs up and down the state. And I haven't got done with that, but I've checked in with about 20 of them. And of that, we are one of two jails that is at max capacity and all felons. So we don't have any misdemeanors in our jail. We don't have housing. We don't have the room. A lot of other jails do, so they're probably able to deal with the influx of prisoners that are coming from Prop 36. Shasta County doesn't, Siskiyou's the other. So what that means is I've got to come up with an alternative plan. Now, absolutely, Carl, the hands down, the best solution is a new jail with more beds or expanding the jail I've got and adding beds. However,
that's not in the future.
That's not a viable option.
That's not in, at least in the near future.
Cost prohibitive. Right. We cannot afford to do that. Everybody knows that at this point. So we have to come up with another plan. And so the plan I proposed to them was to obtain a piece of property, wherever that property is. And the property I identified that I like the best is 90 acres in between Haven Humane and the City of Reading Treatment Ponds. It's a property owned by the City of Reading. And put an alternative custody program on there. And what alternative custody means is not that it's just a program and easy day for a criminal. It is actually where we put them to work. And we'll have different type of work programs, even vocational training type of programs out there, drug and rehab facility out there, mental health facility, and a training and education facility, all on one piece of property. And this vast expansion of alternative custody then will allow people who are sentenced to the lower level or nonviolent type of crimes, which are usually those drug and retail theft type of crimes, to be sentenced to alternative custody, and I can ankle monitor them, and I can put them to work every day and do something productive for this community at the same time them pay their debt.
Now, the one you had before included housing, but you've taken that housing out because of cost. But
yeah,
the ankle bracelet.
Right.
But the ankle bracelet, now you know where they're at. And they instead of going to jail, they would come to learn. They would come in for drug and alcohol counseling, vocational, any of these things to keep them from just going out and doing what they're doing.
Right, Carl. And there's a couple of keys to this concept and this idea proposed. And one is you hit on. There's no housing component to it. So without a housing component, your cost goes down significantly. For example, what may be a $10 million project, if you add housing and a low-level offender, whatever it is, you add housing, that'll bump that project to $200 million plus.
Yeah.
So it's obtainable. It's actually a viable option that we can work towards and get to. And then the other part of this is, you know, you talked about the ankle monitor and how I want to keep track of them. I have an AB 109 team that's out there now, been up and running for quite a while. So what I need to do when I get this program running is set aside a certain amount of beds in the jail for people who are not going to go along with the program. So
sure.
Carl is sentenced to the program, and you'd give me the middle finger and don't show up, or start showing up and then decide you don't want to go anymore, we can write a warrant for you, have the AB 109 team pick you up, and instead of going to alternative custody, you'll go to jail.
Okay. We keep control of the people. What would you say the percentage would be for people that, okay, I've been arrested for this, this is a felony, and I could go to jail for several years, or I can come over here, wear an ankle monitor, and go through these processes and try to get myself back into society? You've been doing this a long time.
I have, and I'll tell you, Carl, the percentage of success is based on the definition of what success is.
Yeah.
So for me, success is a lot different than somebody that runs rehabilitation and programming, because they might want to give them 15 chances, to rehabilitate. I might want to give them 3. So it's hard for me to put a percentage on that, but I can tell you this. As far as my outlook in running alternative custody, because we already run alternative custody program
right
off of Breslauer, my take on that is it depends on how good and how structured that program is.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we run alternative custody right now. It's not the most structured and most robust type of program that we've got going. There's no vocational training at all. It's just they show up and we put them to work. But if we had something more structured where we're going to teach you a trade while we're having you work for the community, then now maybe we've created a more productive, rehabilitated inmate or offender that can actually leave our program and actually get a job in our community.
And even if you're, I don't want to go too low here, but just say 30% made it through.
Yep.
This year. That means 30% are off. You don't have to arrest them again. And right. Many of these people that you're going to have in this program have been multi-arrest.
Yep.
So, I mean, you keep chipping away at it.
Well, there's another aspect to that. Because of Prop 36, it gives us the ability, based on your criminal history, if you're a repeat offender multiple times, you mm-hmm. become prison eligible.
Right.
And so what has to happen here as part of this formula is when we arrest somebody who is prison eligible, we need to prosecute them as prison eligible, and they need to go to prison, not county jail, not to our program.
Okay.
That's what overwhelms me. So, and that's the beauty of 36 is because they are starting to realize, listen, this is Carl's fourth offense for the same thing. He isn't learning. He isn't getting the message. He needs to do time. Good. I don't want to waste my time on Carl. Send him off.
Great. I mean, love to hear that. So how many people do you have in the jail right now that you could do that to?
Yeah, we looked at that, and there's probably 30 or 40 people we could get out of there immediately and get to into a program, alternative custody, some type of version of it.
Okay.
Going to prison, I've got, I think I checked as of last week, I have 25 about that are prison sentenced and ready to go, so I'll be getting them out as fast as I can.
Okay.
And that's the other thing. You know, I got to keep up. We got to keep up on that. And there's a lot of fingers to this model. And you start to talk about drug and alcohol and mental health and everything else. I want those to be run by the professionals that do it, not me.
Yeah.
I'll have the campus footprint, the county own the property. HHSA and maybe nonprofits can pair up for mental health.
Yeah, that's their job.
Come run, put up the building, run the mental health portion of that, and so on.
Well, you've got things, idea to accommodate firefighting, culinary, farm, and auto mechanics.
I want to clear something on firefighting because that became a point of confusion. Okay. I'm not going to try to run a firefighting program.
Okay.
What I'm trying to run is a fuel mitigation program. So that, the difference is those guys...
That's a big difference.
Yeah, those guys are just going out cleaning out ditches and brush and stuff. They're not fighting
That's a big
fires.
Difference.
Huge difference. Yeah.
We've got a great firefighting academy right down here at Shasta College.
Right.
Is there a way, you know... Shasta College has a culinary and a farm and all this. Are you looking to, you know, utilize maybe assets from Shasta College to help with this?
Oh, absolutely, Carl. Okay. Yeah, I it'll include several partners like that. I, you know, as I was discussing this with my wife, I said, look, I'm not looking to reinvent the wheel here. There's a lot of people out there doing it already and doing a good job at it. Even some of my fellow sheriffs down south run great alternative custody programs. So I plan on taking the successes from the different models that are out there and putting them into this program.
Well, you know, frankly, 86% of the people in Shasta County voted for Prop 36.
Exactly.
68%, close to 70% of the state, even against the Democrats in Sacramento, bless their hearts, fighting against it. So it told everybody what it is, you know, what how people thought.
86% here.
I know.
Carl, gosh, you gotta love Shasta County.
I wonder who the 14% were. and maybe they didn't understand the question. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe not.
So, but we don't have room. I mean, that's the thing is.
And
trust me, the police department here in Redding and your guys, you're gleeful going out there and grabbing these guys
Absolutely.
And girls.
Yeah.
But it, as you've most, you know, aptly put, well, we didn't just grow another 100 seats
right.
in the jail. We've got to find something to do with them.
And Carl,
the low-level offenders, why not try? You got to do something.
And as I told the board, and I wasn't trying to push them on my option, it's just an option, but we have to have some option. And if we do not have an option to deal with them, I can tell you what's going to happen is they're going to be booked into our jail, and we're going to turn them loose on the street because we'll have nowhere to put them and nothing to do with them. And that is the last thing I want to do. So I want – accountability is the key. It's always the key. They have to hold these people accountable. They've been – they've committed a crime. They've offended in the community. They have to pay their penance somehow. If they don't, we're in for a disaster. It's going to get worse.
Oh, yeah. So – We've got to, and I mean, this has been brought up before, but this is another way of looking at it to, I mean, how many people could you have in a program like this? 100, 50, 25, 20?
500. It depends on how robust they want to fund the program, right?
Yeah.
And how much money we can find to run the program. Because if I have several of those programs going at once, Carl, and I have the staffing to supervise them, we could put a whole bunch in those programs and we'd supervise them.
It seems like there would be grants out there, Mike.
There is.
Okay, yeah. So there's grants that could help, but those grants are usually only for a year or two. So you've got to come up with a steady source of
your
fund.
Operational costs are the key. You have to be able to sustain this over time. And the startup. The startup's the other thing. You know, it's going to take a significant amount of money to get the property, to go through CEQA, to put the infrastructure in place, to buy the equipment for all the programs. Let's talk about the wood cutting program. You have to buy wood splitters, you have to buy chainsaws, you have to buy a lot of stuff, safety equipment, you got to train. You know, there's a significant push to get the thing going.
Oh, you've got to have a kitchen for culinary, you've got to, you know, auto mechanic shop, all that stuff lifts the whole thing.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, let me just go out and pick up a quart of milk, get picked up, and so I can go down and take the auto mechanic shop. Anyway,
another big significant part to this plan that we haven't talked about, and that's the future. And what you brought up was no money for a jail yet, but as I told the board, I guarantee you it's coming somewhere down the road, whether it's a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. There will be money again come available to build correctional facilities. And when that comes, if we purchase this piece of property, we can set aside half of that acreage, run all the infrastructure, do all the CEQA, do all the planning, and when that money comes available, you can start building your new jail.
You know, I could see this money being available under the Trump administration, you know, to house criminals, because we've got so many infiltrated into our country here. And, you know, the state of California doesn't want to build it using their money and all that, but there's no reason the feds say, okay, I'm going to give you this much money, but it must be used to build incarceration facilities.
And when they do, Carl, if they do, or however that money comes, if we're ready to go, then we don't have to spend all the time doing everything else.
Right.
We're shovel ready and we can start building.
Okay. I'm here with Sheriff Mike Johnson and his vision of Prop 36, obviously wanted by 70% of the state of California. But what it doesn't solve is after you do these, after you arrest these criminals, what do we do with them? Our jail didn't automatically just have two stories added to it or a wing, you know, magically appeared. So there's got to be other programs. And this program here is low-level offenders that we can actually put them into that they have to show up to, because if they don't, then they will look at putting them in prison, not just jail, depending on how many, what their background is, how many arrests and all that. A non-living area there. In other words, they
no
go
housing. No
non-housing, but they've got the ankle bracelets on. They come in and they get the drug and alcohol. They get the mental health, and they also learn trades that they can go out and make something out of their lives. It's a bodacious plan, but it's something that's not too out there. I mean,
it's viable.
It's viable. I mean, you could use temporary buildings for all your, you know, for your headquarters and for different counseling areas and all this. But it will take money to build the facilities to train these people. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. I've been getting my hair cut there for a long time. It's been around since 1960. I wasn't there then. But it's been in the same spot since 1967. It's, like I said, Cypress Square is right off Athens Avenue across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Great haircuts. It's not a hair salon. If you want to make an appointment for your haircut, which is what I do, so I can just walk in, get my haircut, and walk out, I call 530-244-9478, Tim or Logan. One of them will cut my hair. Makes no difference. They're both great barbers, pleasant young men. It's man's last stronghold. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. When we come back from the break, another love song. And when you hear it, call in, give us your name and your phone number, and you're entered into this wonderful Valentine's Day package, dinner at Kuroko, a dozen long-stem roses, chocolate after dark at Turtle Bay, two dozen truffles. All of this just by entering and by calling in, telling us what the name of the song is. And that'll happen right after the break. We'll be right back.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24th, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Give us a call.
Is this our love song?
This is a love song. Okay, give us a call. 530-605-4567-66 or 65. And enter here and just give us your name and your phone number, and we're going to enter you into the hopper for this great, great Valentine's Day package. And if you're not quite sure, if you get close to it, Christina will give you the benefit of the doubt. Right, Christina? Oh, she's on the phone. Okay, hey, I'm here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, and we're talking about his idea to make an kind of an alternative campus to jail. Low-level offenders, to get them off the streets. It's not going to be a live-in facility, but they will have ankle bracelets, which is kind of like the it's kind of a mark of honor for some people. You see them in different stores in shorts wearing their ankle bracelets, right. and they're comparing them. I think some of them are actually decorating them.
Yeah, some of them even put bling on them.
Bling on them, yeah. Stuff like that.
Whatever.
Yeah, and you see some people, you're going, oh.
As long as I know
oh, my
you
gosh,
are.
You have an ankle bracelet on. Anyway, but it will mental health counseling, drug and alcohol counseling, and then teaching trades, giving them the basics. Like, it's not going to be advanced auto mechanics. It's going to be things like changing oil, tires, doing those kind of things that they can get, then get a job at Jiffy Lube or something like that.
Correct.
Culinary. And it says, even though it says firefighting, that's not what it means. It's fire, it's wildfire mitigation.
Fuel mitigation.
Fuel mitigation. Yep. Where they clear out things. And, I can just see.
And Carl, the ones we're bringing up are ideas. There may be others.
There's others too.
We may not do those ones, but you get the concept. The concept is there. And like I said, there's several that are successful. I will lean on people who are already doing it, successfully to come in and, help model our program.
Shasta College, your idea about, we were talking during the break about taking your fleet mechanic shop and moving it out there. That way you've got more room and it's a lot more secure. Not embarrassing, but isn't it interesting that you've put your fleet repair shop on probably one of the worst corners? In Reading. As they come out of the jail, they walk past it going, I wonder what's in that car.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Anyway, so this plan, and the reason I'm excited about it is, one, it is going to cost money, but two, it's these people who are getting off the street under Prop 36 that we can put a lot of people into something like this. And at least keep them occupied and give them some hope or give them a different direction. And then the other part is you don't want to play. Guess what?
Exactly.
You go to jail.
You'll do your time.
You'll do your time and maybe in prison.
And we already run a very successful, and the DA introduced this several years ago when I was chief of Anderson, the chronic offenders apprehension program. Remember where the jail sets aside a couple of beds for each jurisdiction, for one, a couple for Reading, a couple for Anderson, a couple for the sheriff's office. And we identify our biggest problems in the community, and it could just be your drunk that we're arresting two or three times a day. And we hold them in those jail spaces, so the bed spaces. So this program with the alternative custody program will be very similar to that. We'll have beds set aside so when Carl doesn't show up to his program or he's testing dirty so many times or whatever it may be, violates his term, he does his time in the jail.
Well, and you know what?
I named him Carl?
I know.
Carl?
Well, that's okay. My friends named their little bull calves Carl and their dogs Carl. So I'm kind of like living with that.
Well, yesterday at the Board of Supervisors, I picked on Supervisor Kellstrom since he sponsored me to do the presentation. So he was the one getting arrested.
Oh, okay. Well, now, if I was going to arrest Chris Kellstrom, I'd call for backup.
Well, yeah.
Because he's a big guy.
Yeah. He's getting tased for sure.
He says, okay, I'll go with you. I don't care what you say. Boom! Tase him anyway. Okay, Chris, we're just kidding. We're just kidding about this. God help us if it happens. Hey, okay. New Year's starting. Can you give us some highlights of last year that you think that went the way it was supposed to?
Yeah, I actually can. Off the top of my head, I'll tell you the first and foremost was getting our command staff together and refining what we do and our vision and our goals to achieve. And with that, probably at the top of that list was staffing for the jail and staffing for patrol deputies. And we put a huge effort across the board, not just the command staff, but all the personnel involved in our agency. And we have brought that up to a pretty impressive level. We're only, I think, two short on patrol, and we're just a handful short or even less in the jail now. So staffing's come up. That's been several different avenues from, a 20-man recruitment team, which goes across the board of ages and genders and walks of life to try to recruit people, to streamlining the interview and application process, and from putting in hiring bonuses and targeting the right people. So super proud of that. 2024 was a big deal for us for that, for sure.
Good. And you know what? Your recruitment, it seems like every time I get on Facebook, you're putting another person, you're welcoming somebody else.
My favorite part
jail.
Of the, favorite part oh of the job, Carl, is going in, swearing in new people that are starting a career and coming into the agency bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go. It's a great thing. We love doing it, and we're fortunate that we've been able to be successful with that.
Well, you know what? It's and things are tough out there in recruiting for police, especially after the last 4 years.
They are.
Hopefully, hopefully we'll have a different, and it seems like there's a different, up here it's always been, you know, y'all been, always been very much, supported and appreciated by the community, where, as yes. we know, other places haven't. Maybe under this, you know, with the new administration, and maybe people are looking at things with a new mindset. Look at Prop 36. Mm-hmm. And then after these wildfires, that people are saying, well, you know, this status quo isn't working.
Right.
And we need to take our streets back. I mean, I would never ride on a subway in New York unless I was armed. And then I'd be the one in trouble.
Yeah.
So.
I gotta tell you, as far as my profession's concerned and outside of that, just being a citizen in a community,
yeah.
I am very optimistic that the pendulum is starting to swing back and people have had enough and they want what works, not what is idealistic.
Yeah, and throwing money away at things, and you know, I hate to keep going back to this since I got on my soapbox earlier, but spending tens of billions of dollars on things that just aren't working instead of wildfire mitigation. You're starting a program to help mitigate wildfires by clearing out brush and all this. You know, and that's a viable job. They could start their own company. You know, you could call it the ex-con wildfire mitigation company.
Yeah.
You get 20 of them out there just clearing and clearing and clearing.
Well, jokingly, I said if I would still have a element to it where I'll put them in pink jumpsuits if I could, but that probably won't go. Hey,
no.
You know, on the note also, Carl, of things moving in the right direction, I rarely give Governor Newsom any credit because he never deserves it. But at least this year in the budget,
yes.
he shifted a lot of that money for the homeless to mental health type of programs,
okay.
which is a great...
Well, they're so tied to each other.
Well, and the difference is there is the homeless thing they were going for, they were giving something and expecting nothing. And that never works. No business plan works that way. With the mental health, at least we're expecting an outcome. We're giving a lot of
programs. $27 billion to homelessness, and you don't even know where the money went to in many cases, and the homelessness rose by another 30%.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
We're here with Sheriff Mike Johnson. We're talking about his new idea about how we can take care of a lot of low-level, low violence and all this, inmates by giving them another avenue to change their lives. This past year, the deputies, his command staff.
Work off their debt to
yeah,
the community.
Yeah, the other place. But the other thing is your command staff, hiring more people. That's been a success here in the last year. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, broadcasting from the studios of Wind River Resort and Casino in downtown Redding, to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. Okay, today is the 15th, 8:51 in the morning. It's going to be sunny today through next Tuesday. It's going to be beautiful weather, so just get out there and enjoy it before it starts getting a little warmer, or the rain comes back. We are here with Sheriff Mike Johnson, Shasta County Sheriff, and we've been talking about a lot of great things and the, some ideas and proposals to help take care of, our criminals. And, we talked about the highlights of last year, but what are we looking forward to in this year, Sheriff?
Well, we're looking forward to the remodel of the jail, getting completed because, as you know, it had departments 1 and 2, which were courtrooms attached to that. Department 1 was already set up as a transportation area to move inmates to and from the jail over across the street to the court. Department 2 is being set up for video arraignments, programming space, and a lot of things that we've been missing in the jail for a long time. So we'll be able to start in-house simultaneously, hopefully, as we're moving forward with the alternative custody program. It all kinds of all ties together, because not only is that programming and those services key to the alternative custody program, but they're key inside that jail too. And something that we haven't been doing great about since I've been sheriff, I'll say, because we just haven't had the space, but getting this remodel done and get some programming space and some different aspects going will be a big deal for us in the upcoming year. Also coming up this year, we've got body cams coming, as you know, Carl, and those will be implemented. I think the first round of that implementation will take place in probably April. Looking really forward to that, just for the part of mitigating a lot of the false claims that come in and having those body cameras, also protecting those rural deputies that are out in the middle of nowhere by themselves.
With no backup.
With no backup. Having a camera on them is serves a lot of different purposes. But as I was telling you at the break, criminals, when they know that there's a body cam going, it changes behavior. It's much like showing up to the scene with a canine. It changes behavior for the better, and that's a good thing, too. Anything we can do to improve officer safety, to improve efficiency of operations is a big deal for us, so we're looking forward to that as well.
Would it be beneficial to have any of your deputies out there, because you cover a lot of ground, and you're by yourself, for every one of them to have a canine?
I'll tell you, if circumstances were right, every rural deputy would have a
command. Would have a backup right there.
Right. There's a couple things with that too, because coming into that, that's what I wanted. Having a deputy and having a deputy that is capable of handling a canine are two different things. So you have to have the capable bodies to do it, and you have to expand your program, which we could do easily. It's more of the capable bodies to have handlers. I'll tell you what we do have coming up. We're putting a dog back in Bernie, which is a big deal. We haven't had a dog in Bernie for quite a while, and we just expanded our program there. We typically ran 5 dogs. We were down to 4, and we're back up to 6, and that 6th one is going up to Bernie.
I never even thought of it about like that. I mean, because you can get the dogs. Mm-hmm. It's having, but a person that has the dog has to also have that type of personality that can work with the dog.
Yeah, not everybody.
And there's some people that just don't like animals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that becomes the real issue. Yeah.
That wasn't a prerequisite to being a deputy out here. I'm doing a good job. I don't want that dog behind me licking my ear or whatever. Okay, I never even thought of that.
So more what you look for is try to kind of what we're doing with the deputy dog or the Bernie dog is you try to spread those canine handlers regionally so they're available in the different regions.
Okay, so they can come in, and now you've got more than just an officer. You got the canine officer.
Now you've got an officer, body cams, and a dog. That changes your whole scene.
Yeah.
That makes it safer tenfold.
And
our partners at Reading PD have deployed body cameras for I think over a year now.
It's getting close. Yeah,
and they have the program down pretty well, so we're going to rely on them for a lot of implementation.
Yeah, and they had questions at first too. Now all your new recruits come out of post. They've all worn body cameras.
They don't know any different.
Yeah, they don't know any different. It's guys been on the job 10, 15 years that you got to really train them on, on these things. But yeah, they've been very, very happy. Everybody talked to Captain Reagan Ortega, Captain Reagan Ortega was in the other day, and she says everybody appreciates, those cameras where there were some questions before.
Yeah, that's great.
And you don't have a choice.
Right.
That's the other part. So you might as well.
That is true.
You might as well learn how to use them
and use
them effectively.
You have a little bit of pushback from different people just because it's change. It's new. It's, I get it.
Change is chaos.
Oh, yeah. Always.
Oh, no, this isn't the way we did it for the last 20 years.
Right.
Yeah, but, there's electricity now.
Yeah. Can't do a lot of the same things we used to do 20 years ago. So
that's true. Like run up the side of a mountain. But, hey, I would be remiss if I let you out of here without telling me your latest on your dog and your hunting.
Oh.
In the last couple minutes here.
Yeah.
How's that working out? How many dogs you got now?
Just one. The pup I had, he didn't make the team, so I had had to find him a new home. I still have the female. She's about 7 now, and she's a phenomenal hunter. Had a rough waterfowl season. It's just been tough up and down the valley. And nobody's been doing really good. We've had a couple of good days here and there, but I've still got the pheasant club. She'll take her pheasant hunting, quail hunting, everything else.
I see they're reintroducing did I see that right? A million pheasants to California?
Yeah. I don't know how successful that's going to be with California.
There used to be a lot of pheasants around. People were telling me they used to hunt pheasants around here.
Yeah.
And they just haven't seen them.
Speaking of pheasants, Carl, the alternative custody program, I've got a fellow sheriff down south. His alternative custody program raises pheasants, and they sell them to the sporting clubs for the pheasant hunting. See, talk about
why not?
Innovative and different. It's a self-sustaining program. They make enough money selling those pheasants to the sporting clubs to pay for the program. It's kind of cool.
Well, it makes sense because it's got to come from someplace.
Right.
I mean, a lot of times because there is no habitat.
It's no different than raising chickens, really. It's their pin-raised game bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, okay. Well, thanks a lot, Sheriff Johnson, for coming in with us today.
Yep.
How's your horse patrol doing out there?
They're good.
I'll
tell you, I haven't touched base with them, to be honest with you, in a while. I've heard bits and pieces, but they're going strong. That search and rescue, all of them are,
Oh, your team's up.
Incredible
there.
Group of folks. I mean, they train hard, a lot of their own money, their own time. And whenever we have a missing person or an incident and need to call them out, man, they're all right there.
Jeeps, snowmobiles, horses, yeah. Dogs, everything. Yeah, I mean, they're out there.
Yeah.
It's great. And again, Shasta County is a great place.
Love Shasta County.
Yep.
Love the support. And to everybody out in the community that does support us, we appreciate it very much. It doesn't go unnoticed. You've all heard me say it before. I've worked in several different communities, and Shasta is an awesome county to live in, and I'm
really
very proud to be here and appreciative.
Okay. All right. Well, we've come to the end of our show. Thanks again, Sheriff Michael Johnson, for joining us.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Oh, always.
I'll keep you updated on how the progress goes with this proposal.
I can't wait to see what happens with the new board of supervisors and see how they're going to jump on board. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, and we'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 a.m. God bless America.
From dragging me down, gonna stand.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.